Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about the punishment of the warmonger. This is kind of tied up with the month we are in. This is the month of Muharram, a very special month, a very sad month, a very solemn month for the Muslims in general, for the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam in particular, and in general for all of the freedom-loving and justice-loving people in this world. Because as you know, this is the month in which Imam Hussein alayhi salam was brutally martyred and murdered along with his choicest companions and some of his closest relatives and kin on the plains of Karbala, because they stood up to the injustices and tyranny and oppression of the government, the reigning government of their era. But as you know, Imam Hussein alayhi salam tried through peaceful means to resist, you know, this oppression. But the caliph and the government of his era, they were adamant about waging war against him. And in this connection, let's look at what the Quran as well as this hadith say about the warmonger and the person who, you know, is adamant about going to war without reason against people. In the Holy Quran, we read the following. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Indeed, the requital of those who wage war against Allah and His apostles and try to cause corruption on the earth, it is they that shall be slain or crucified, or have their hands and feet cut off from opposite sides, or be banished from the land. And in this connection, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said the following: He who draws his sword against people, his blood must be shed. And Imam Ali alayhi salam said, Kill the armed robber, and as regards to its consequences, I am responsible for his blood. And Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, If a man enters your house and intends to assault your family and your wealth, then hit him first if you can, as a thief is a fighter against Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then kill him. And if something was to happen to you after this, it will be my responsibility. And again, Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, Whoever carries weapons by night is a warmonger, unless he is a man about whom there is no misgiving. And finally, Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, he was asked about banishing the warmonger, and he said, he must be banished from the state. Indeed, Imam Ali alayhi salam banished two men from Kufa, two such men from Kufa, to somewhere else. You know, it's a very harsh and severe punishment for the person who wages war against the Muslims unnecessarily. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the punishment of the warmonger in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد.